You may not have heard of civil asset forfeiture, but there's growing attention to these laws around the country. They allow police to confiscate and keep money and property they suspect are part of a drug crime. In fact, law enforcement can often keep what they take even if they never file charges. The items seized can be as simple as the money in someone's pocket or their cell phone. Now, some states are rewriting these laws, but in Massachusetts, lawmakers have not budged. Shannon Dooling of member station WBUR has our story, which was reported by the Pulitzer Center.
Devante Jones Bernier was working his way through college back in 2014 when police in Worcester, Massachusetts arrested him and several others on drug charges.
So it was a regular Friday, and I was just hanging out with my buddies. I think it was around like 2 o'clock or so when cops surrounded his apartment building. I guess you could call it a raid.
Law enforcement records show marijuana was found in the apartment, but no drugs were found on Jones Bernier. Still, police seized his iPhone and the $95 he had on him. A few months later, all charges against Jones Bernier were dismissed, but the cash he earned as an audiovisual engineer and his iPhone were gone for good.
There was a time in my life where I didn't have a bank account, so cash is all I had on me. So luckily that wasn't a day, it was my whole check, but could have been.
Worcester County District Attorney Joseph Early's office held on to Jones Bernier's money for 4 years before initiating the legal process required to formally keep his possessions. Under Massachusetts civil forfeiture law, prosecutors can hold on to seized money and belongings indefinitely, even if charges are dropped, as they were in Jones Bernier's case. A WBUR investigation with ProPublica found the Worcester County DA routinely waits a decade or more to file forfeiture cases. Some legal experts say that may violate due process rights.
It's out of step with the country. It's out of step with our legal system. It's out of step with justice.
Louis Rulli is a law professor at the University of Pennsylvania who specializes in public interest law. Massachusetts is the only state in the nation where police and prosecutors can keep someone's money based merely on suspicion of drug activity. Rulli says that low burden of proof is troubling because it means law enforcement can seize and keep belongings without ever proving there's been a crime. Forfeiture laws were originally intended to target large-scale drug dealers and organized crime rings. The laws rose to popularity in the 1980s, touted as a tool in the war on drugs. But Rulli says there's been a shift in how forfeiture is deployed at the street level, targeting people involved in petty crimes or marijuana sales or no crime at all.
This became a very lucrative area of revenue. And as a result, it got applied to ordinary folks.
Police departments and prosecutors' offices often stand to benefit financially from forfeiture. It's one reason why there's been increased national attention paid to civil forfeiture laws, with advocates and legislators calling for reform. And many states have responded. Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Vermont all require some sort of criminal conviction before law enforcement can keep seized money. And 4 other states have abolished civil forfeiture altogether. The U.S. Supreme Court even took up a civil forfeiture case in 2019, ruling in favor of a man whose car was seized in Indiana during an arrest on a small drug sale. Sam Gedge was co-counsel on that case. He's an attorney at the Institute for Justice, a nonprofit advocating for limited government.
It's much easier for the government to take your cash, your car, your home using civil forfeiture than it is to prove your guilt beyond a reasonable doubt in criminal court.
Because the proceedings are civil, there's no right to a court-appointed attorney, which means in many cases, the price tag of legal representation can be much higher than the value of the cash that was seized. Law enforcement say civil forfeiture is a necessary tool when trying to bust large, profitable drug rings. But Steven Silverman, an attorney with the Goldwater Institute, a public policy think tank, says most cases deal with small amounts of money.
The vast majority of cases are talking about sums at issue of $2,000 or less. And that's at a price point where just you can't hire a lawyer because it's not worth the money and the aggravation.
The Worcester County District Attorney eventually placed an ad in the local newspaper listing Jones Bernier's name alongside more than 100 other people who also had money in the custody of the DA. The ad stated they had a right to try and get their money back if they filed paperwork in the court within a tight time frame. 28-year-old Jones Bernier says he never saw the ad.
Nobody ever reached out to me or anything. And, you know, it's shameful that they're able to do it and get away with it.
District Attorney Early said his office follows the law and his team tries to wrap up cases expeditiously. A state commission in Massachusetts recently released recommendations to improve the state's outdated forfeiture laws. The report has yet to gain any traction in the legislature. And there are also a number of reform bills pending in legislative committees, but they're likely to face opposition from law enforcement. For Here and Now, I'm Shannon Dooling.